Events planned in Southern California to mark anniversary of 10/7 Hamas attack on Israel. Los Angeles, ahead of the first anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, the Museum of Tolerance Los Angeles Sunday will host an evening of remembrance, reflection, and recognition. Events and tributes will take place over a 24-hour period starting at 7 p.m. Sunday with a reception, program, and candle lighting to coincide with the exact moment of the October 7th attacks. Continuing Monday with a special program at the Sabin Theater organized by the Jewish Federation Los Angeles, Israeli American Council, Stand With Us, and Temple of the Arts. As we prepared to honor this solemn day of reflection and remembrance, it was vital that we do so together. As one united Los Angeles community, one family, Rabbi Noah Farkas, president and CEO of the Jewish Federation Los Angeles, said in a statement, "We will continue to keep the memory of those we lost in our hearts and stand in solidarity with the hostages and their families until they are all home." These events have been organized with our partners to show that despite the tragedy of October 7th, we remain and will forever be a resilient, hopeful, and united people. Elsewhere, a coalition of organizations have set a 4 p.m. memorial ceremony Sunday at the corner of Pico Boulevard and Roxbury Drive, followed by a Torah inauguration at 5 p.m. and a We Will Dance Again block party at 6 p.m. On Monday, the Jewish Federation Los Angeles will host LA Remembers in honor of the one-year anniversary. The event is billed as a way to remember the victims, honor the resilience of survivors, stand in solidarity with the hostages, and look toward a more hopeful future. Coming together to commemorate October 7th offers all of us an opportunity to gather strength as we share a sense of community that supports Israel and fights to keep the faces of the hostages front and center in everyone's hearts until they all come home. To their families, Roz Rothstein, founder and CEO of Stand With Us, said in a statement. In attendance will be actress Mayim Bialik, Israeli actress Moran Ashis, Israeli performer Raviv Kaner, and more than 30 elected officials, including Representative Brad Sherman. There will also be a candlelighting ceremony and speeches from relatives of hostages. The event will be live-streamed at https://form.jfdeleforum/LARemembers-waitlist. Additionally, Monday, Beverly Hills community leaders, elected officials, religious leaders, and residents will gather at the city's Israel flag installation for a 6 a.m. commemoration of the one-year anniversary as well. Beverly Hills Mayor Lester Friedman and council members John Mirisch, Mary Wells, and Craig Corman are expected to attend. Meanwhile, if not now, Los Angeles will hold a 6 p.m. gathering at Grand Park, which they say will be attended by hundreds of American Jews, to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attacks on Israel and the ensuing brutal collective punishment by the Israeli government over the past year. The event is intended to remind elected officials and fellow Americans that violence is antithetical to Jewish values and that it will never keep any of us safe.